Good morning.
Yo, what up, man?
Yeah.
Top of the morning to you. It's in the booth. I am your boy, Messenger.
And I am Canton Jones.
Ramona Jones.
Hello, brother.
Yeah. Everything came together in the booth.
In the booth.
Years later, and we're still in the booth.
In the booth.
Yeah. Good podcast with the interviews.
Yeah.
Can't even stop what we finna do. Got a resume longer than a limousine. Got something for the king, something for the queen. And we got a winning team, about to do the thing.
Yeah.
Then we hit them with a bada boom, bada beam. Hey.
You know what it is when we in the booth.
Yeah.
Speaking to the host, speaking to the youth.
Yeah.
And no matter what, we gon' tell the truth. See time harvest, you gon' see the fruit.
Yeah.
Cause you can't take, gotta pull it from the roots. Get the best and get the bad, gotta get the loot. Find another way to preach, we don't need a suit. General in the game, looking for recruits. Let's go now.
You're now
locked
in with Captain Jones, the messenger on In the Booth podcast.
Subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you want to go to our...
Yeah.
What you doing over there?
Nah, somebody posted something about us. I got to send you this.
Oh, Lord. What is it?
Shanika Lashana Dingle posted us on Facebook. What's up about us on Facebook? I think this is funny. I'm going to send this to you. But if you would like to sponsor or advertise with the show, or if you have a question you want us to talk about, or if you got that AR-15 and you love in love with it, please send us two paragraphs on why you're so in love with it and why that you feel like it's not a big issue when it comes to mass shootings. So we just kind of want to know somebody on the other end perspective. Hey, we don't want to be closed-minded. We're trying to be open-minded. So just give us a little rundown of how you think.
It's going to get louder and louder. You better hurry up.
All right. So do that. But, hey, put that up.
What is this?
So yeah, somebody put us tagged me in Facebook. It said, "This is how Canton Jones and Messenger be on In the Booth podcast." They be arguing, saying the same thing, but with the, I think they say, "When you argue with your friend, they realize y'all actually agree with
you." Yes. Yep.
That's funny.
That's true.
That ain't true. We don't be saying the same thing. Even though we're from the same place. And our parents went to the same church. And our daddy sang in the same group.
Yeah.
Maybe we do be saying the same thing. But we don't know it. Yeah. I don't be saying the same thing, though. Yeah. Like, man, no. This is God. No, God is this. So we're not saying the same thing. It might mean the same thing, but we're not saying the same thing.
Okay, I think that's what she was saying.
Yeah, but that ain't what she said. See that?
Yeah,
hello, brother.
We're saying the same thing.
We might be saying the same thing. It might not be coming out the same way, though. Yeah. Hello, brother. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today? Speaking of coming out. Yes.
Hey. Better be glad you say coming in.
Okay. Well, again, can you please tell us what we're talking about today?
Hello,
they
brother.
Both the same, though.
Are they same? No, they ain't.
Yeah. You go in, you got to come out. It's the same. It's the same, bro.
Hello, brother.
Stop saying that.
All right, man. Let's talk about the Black China conversion. Yeah. Mrs. Black China has gone through a bit of a conversion with her body, with some tattoos and imagery, and even got baptized and is taking a new direction in life. So go ahead and run that.
Beautiful being footage.
She got baptized with the Holy Ghost. Or she
Black
got baptized
China debuts her filler-free face.
I had to like come out, show out.
And that's exactly what she did over the weekend, stepping out in Atlanta to show off her transformation. China making her first public appearance since dissolving her facial filler.
as y'all know, I've been changing my life and changing my ways. So one of the things that I feel like is going to take me to the next level is obviously taking some of these shots out.
Chyna, whose real name is Angela White, has been documenting the process of going back to her natural look.
It's just not flattering. It's just not what I look like.
So to get back to square one, she's dissolving the filler in her cheeks, jawline, and lips.
It like totally changed my face. And I'm ready to get back to Angela. Like Black Chyna, like Black Chyna's Black Chyna, you know what I mean? And I feel like I've outgrown that. Yeah, and it's just time for like a change.
That's not the only thing Chyna's doing in what she calls her life-changing journey. She also underwent breast and butt reduction surgery.
Whew. I'm in recovery mode right now. Got my bandages on. As you can see, got my breasts reduced. One of the best decisions I could have done in a very long time.
The 34-year-old model says she got her first silicone enhancements when she was 19 years old. Mm. Fast forward 15 years, she's removing what's left.
It's really definitely been an experience. Like, I'm really like grateful.
As for why Chyna's reversing all that work,
trying to set an example for my kids.
Yeah, it's for her little ones. The former reality star shares a 10-year-old son, King Cairo, with Tyga, and a 6-year-old daughter, Dream, with Rob Kardashian.
Like, this part of my life is like really important. I wanna be with my kids, I wanna have grandkids, I wanna, you know, further my career, other things that I'm doing. And I just really feel like this is just really holding me back, you know, and hopefully it will not hold me back anymore. And I'm still on my journey.
Yep. So?
Well, I think it's great.
Yeah, praise God.
I think it's great. I know that she also got baptized, which was a great thing.
In a lake river, like a real one, like the John the Baptist days.
Yeah. She got baptized. Yeah. She also removed, I can't say it, but Baphomet, a demonic tattoo off of her. She's recently done that as well. So she's really doing this 180 degrees. She's just transforming her life all the way around for everything. And she's saying that she also had an OnlyFans account, and she was really making some money off of that.
And she
decided to deactivate that, and she said that it was only bringing death. This is not bringing anything to me. It's only, everything I'm doing right now is dead, is what she's saying.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I thought, wow, what happened that made her do this? It's seemingly like overnight, but I know she probably thought about this over some time.
One is 10 and one is 6 or 7, I think
I can bet that one of her kids' friends pulled up her OnlyFans account or something like that and showed it to the son or showed it to the kid. And it got back to her that her kid
seen her like that.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Because that is her main thing to say to, you know, my kids, my grandkids, I guess how she want to be seen or remembered by them or perceived by them is totally different than maybe the things that she was into at the time. And she's just doing that. And I also feel like, you know, you can have a God encounter.
Right.
To whereas, you know, where people like, why are you doing all of this? Like, I had a God encounter.
That's what I think it's more of, because she just didn't shut the OnlyFans. When you getting rid of satanic imagery and being baptized, I definitely think God was was a factor in this whole decision.
You think she did it like if she saw something on TV, a sermon, or
what it was. I can't really say, but I think God was in the decision. Mm-hmm. I think she had a God moment. I think she had a come to Jesus moment. And because I say if it was just the kids, then okay, you can shut down the OnlyFans account, but they ain't got nothing to do with it. You know, you might not do the tattoo, or you might not get baptized.
Right.
You just shut down the OnlyFans account. I think God was more in it.
I mean, she was naked, and the kids saw the tattoo, and they were like, "It was told you, mom. Like some junk like that. Like, oh man.
But then even the face, you know, the implants and going, you know, about the body. I just think after 15 years of that life.
Yeah.
She saw.
Just tired too.
I really feel
like Cardi B went down that same road and didn't go all the way.
Yeah.
Remember when she was on a video crying about, you know, the video she just had just recorded with, I forgot the artist, but I feel like she was going down that same road. Yeah. Had a God encounter.
But the pressure of the women to have to go into that.
Right.
Is something that.
And she was getting pressure from her own mother. Like her mother, China's mom. Is not really supporting her making these decisions. She's like, well, in so many words, she's going to fail, she's going to come back, or her fans are not, y'all don't really support her, she's not going to really do this, and blah, blah, blah. Like, her mom is not really supportive in her decision to do this.
She's going
to
come back. Like, she feel like she's going to get Botoxed again.
Yeah. She's just not supporting her. I don't know if she liked her lifestyle and, like, you know, I'm riding off of this, so I don't want any of that to change. I don't know what it is, but she's just not supportive to her daughter right now.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know why you wouldn't be. Someone that wants to take a more higher moral ground and a more respectful route for themselves. I don't know why a parent would not be. I mean, what are you outside of money? Potentially, what are you? Because you don't know what can be on the other side of this.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Could be more money.
Yeah, could be more money. You don't know. But what is on the other side of this is peace.
Yep.
That's what.
And she's going to influence a lot of girls to do the same thing.
Yeah. And hopefully it, you know, it will open the eyes of other people who are in, you know, the Little Kims and, you know,
right.
Because we watched Little Kim, you know, over time just. She doesn't even look like little. You look like it. It's shocking when you actually go back and look at her album cover in mid '90s. Or you're like, man, like and see because you while it's happening, you don't see how much you see it changing. But when you see boom and side go straight side. Back 25 years, it's like wow, you did a lot and for what like
and she said she didn't think she was beautiful at all
like. Yeah, I'm you like, could have just stayed. I don't think you went. If you didn't think that was beauty, I don't think you went into it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you don't think. Yeah. Well,
I don't think that enhanced.
And then.
But she looked good. She looked good.
What do people think when they get botched by the doctor? Like, it's like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get a nose job and that mud don't come out right. Like, oh, I'm stuck, you know?
More I mean, like,
oh, you got to get it done again.
They give you a Gargamel, you're curled over like Gonzo. No. They're going to walk around like a Muppet, but.
But I mean, like, it's ridiculous sometimes.
It's
when you feel like you got to do that. And I know that there are people that in their mind, even though everybody's telling you that you're beautiful, that you don't think you're beautiful. You know what I'm saying? And you have to do these things, you know, to make yourself feel like you look.
Do you think it's more mentality or you think it's more pressure?
I think it's both, really. But where's the pressure coming from?
That's where I'm thinking more. It's the pressure to look like something.
Because, man, nothing's real. Like,
yeah, come on,
look,
man.
Look, Kim, yo. Nothing's real. Wow.
And even the left one is a little bit into it. Yeah, that's not the 90s version. That's the left one is like early 2000s. That's Ladies Night like era with Missy and them. Yeah, but it go back even further than that. But yeah, look at the difference right there.
Yeah. She don't look like herself.
Yeah, and you know.
But when that person has been through some stuff, been through trauma, probably been raped, probably been abused, she don't want to see that person in the mirror. So I understand when you don't have Jesus and you are being tormented inside by what you see. Some people look just like their daddy and can't stand their dad. Yeah. Some people look like their mom but can't stand their mom. And they have to look at it every day. I think that when Michael Jackson did some of his transformations, they said that because he said that because he looked just like his dad,
He didn't like his face, you know? And so you don't know what people are going through to start to do enhancements, lifts and stuff like that. Now, if you ain't the cutest person in the world, but you think you cute, do you think them people should do enhancements on their face?
Bruh, they got makeup.
But it's out of
they
control got, oh, yeah, now. It's like nowadays, no, but, it's out of control. Like everybody like, got a butt.
But I done seen some makeup, and they couldn't make that up, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, there was too much of a deficit.
Deficit.
Yeah, that makeup didn't.
It was still negative. It was. Okay. It went from negative 10 to negative 5. Bro,
you put on some make down. You ain't put on some makeup. But I mean, when is it okay to do enhancements? I mean, you a woman.
I think you should be.
When is it okay to start lifting, tucking?
You should be okay with what you who you are.
Would you let me lift and tuck?
It's up to you.
No, would you like it? Let me ask you that.
I mean, I wouldn't like it until I see it. That's the bad part about it. I'd be like, nah, you should have left that
boy. Okay, so then I got to go back.
Now you still got the Joker smile. That boy stuck. You're looking like the Joker the whole time. Like, yeah, baby, that ain't it. But you can't change that joke. Yeah,
she can't even get mad. She get mad at you just still smiling.
Yeah, so, I mean.
But I think it's more.
It's so,
to me,
it's
to
so
me,
risky to do that.
But to me, it's more pressure, I think, because men don't do it.
Man, I see some men doing some dumb stuff.
I do, but like, listen though. Men have
Botox,
you know,
in their arms.
But
and
still,
stuff.
Men have, you know, issues of, you know, self identity, you know, whatever, insecure issues too. But they don't do this. So I think there's more pressure.
I agree.
That
you mean if he born ugly, he just got to stay that way.
I just think they deal with it a different way.
You
ain't stupid.
Like, bro, you stuck. Ain't nothing you can do.
But I think dude to ride it out. I mean, dude, they have swag. I'm saying dudes do, can have an insecurity but go about it a different way. Why do women, when they have that whatever's wrong mentally, do they feel like that's the out?
I think swag compensates for a man being ugly. Like, he could have major swag and have women.
And men like what they see. And so that's where the pressure is coming from.
That's what I'm saying.
That's where
it's coming
from.
Pressure.
From more, men?
Yeah,
just
I thought it was coming from women themselves.
Nah, pressure. No. Well, it could be, maybe. But I think it's more pressure
to compete,
look like something. If a woman sees, okay, that model, that body type, or this is getting all the attention.
Right.
I think the pressure to become that, it's what's driving it when you're dealing mentally.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what you want, because it's not like Lil' Kim wasn't getting attention from men at the time where she was when she came in the game.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But look, oh, put the picture back up. Put the picture back up. Put the picture back up. Let me see something. Let me mess with a theory. All right, now she was messing with Biggie. And Biggie was messing with Faith.
That's what I was thinking.
Is she trying to look like Faith
That's
Evans,
what I was
bro?
Thinking. Mm-hmm. I immediately thought that.
Please find me a picture of Faith Evans.
She
looks like she looks like Faith, bro.
Light skin, blonde hair, yeah.
She changed herself to Faith.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So. Yeah, she looked like something else, though. She don't look like, she looks nothing like Lil' Kim. But yeah, she almost has a Michael Jackson transformation, but without the disease.
Right.
It's like, this is just by choice.
I think that they said he had a disease.
No, I think he medically.
Did you find a picture of him with his?
No, medically he had that. I forgot the name of the disease. But
vitiligo. But I don't think. I think that they said that, but he bleached himself.
I don't know, because it went past I mean, I don't think he wanted to get that far with it. But these I posted this on Facebook. Got a few, comments. This is absolutely dope. Good for these young girls who think beauty will bring happiness and security. Someone said that. A dude, Eric Smith, says, this is the time she is going to need the most prayer. She is going to have forces trying to turn her back, which is her mother. She needs to pray, and we need to believe for her. And then this was a good one by Wendy Brobby. Says, I'm happy for her, and I hope she will get discipled by healthy people and hope she'll recycle that $1 million she made with OnlyFans. We need to pray for her because she is definitely upsetting some people. She needs our support. So, yeah, I agree with that, that when someone goes through transformation, definitely be around people that can disciple her. And she needed more because her mama's against it. So,
yeah. Right.
So you, if her mom gonna be in the ear with this, okay, well, then you definitely need somebody in the ear that's, you know, leading you in the right direction. And we talked about this with the artist the girl that did Swagger Like Us. What was that song? But when they make these transformations and these transitions, you need someone that can minister, that can counsel, that can disciple, so that you make sure that the understanding, the processing, the choices, the decisions are continuing to go in the right direction and not really veer off.
So what do you think she got the fire from? You know, let's say she doesn't have that support system right now, but she's still moving forward with what she feels in her heart. Do you feel like that's going to burn out? Do you feel like that changes, that mindset changes?
It can.
Because discipleship,
yeah,
you could be discipled by the wrong person.
Yeah, I'm saying.
And you know.
That's what I said. She already got a mom in the ear that
and her mother's name is Tokyo Tony. So she's going, trying to kind of live her life. She's Black China, and the mom is Tokyo Tony.
You got a picture of her mom?
Yeah, I can get it. But
so her mom is a model as well?
No.
Mm-mm. No, she's not a model. You seen her picture? Yo, shut up.
No.
She got made down, huh?
She not no makeup. She bought the handicap equipment or something.
Shut up.
She ain't got no OnlyFans account. Let's say that.
I'll give y'all. Yeah,
she ain't got OnlyFans account.
No fans.
Yeah.
Stop. I'm trying to go down this road.
Yeah. But
well, I mean, I'm just saying, if she's on fire for God and she's on this transformation journey without, and she may have those people behind her that may have called. There may be people that's helping her now.
That's mom.
That's mom.
Well, that's makeup. That's like a lot of makeup.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That's mom.
And that's her before transformation.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Before she went to to the Botox, or why she got the Botox?
She still has everything.
Yeah, it looked like she may have it, yeah.
I don't think she took pictures with mom at all after this.
Yeah.
And mom is Tokyo Choney?
Yes.
Tokyo
Choney.
Tony. Yes.
Tokyo Choney.
That sounds like a dish.
Tokyo Choney.
Well, I just feel like if she feels convicted in her heart to do all of this, that she's going to keep going.
I do. I hope she gets the the fan support, because when you're where she was, it's an OnlyFans. So she had, you're talking about thousands and millions of fans and yada yada yada. I hope that the fans will push her to continue to do this and not say, man, what happened? You know what I'm saying?
Most of them are.
Yeah, you know. You know, you get, why do this? You know, I'd rather you be that, or, you know, because then you don't want her to deal with that pressure.
I think the fact that she's still coming out so pretty and so beautiful,
yeah,
that's why she's getting so much support.
And I hope it's I pray for her peace, and I pray for her, you know, the other side of this, the success of it, so that other females can see, I don't have to go down that
right.
route.
You know, and if I have, I can turn around and it's still be successful.
What made her popular in the first place? Did she do modeling?
Yeah, modeling. And then she got the OnlyFans account. She, you know, was dating Tiger and dating Kardashian. When you in them circles, your name just blows all the way up. So Yeah, she was.
And was she? You think she started doing all of this stuff, trying not to look like a mom or something like that?
Nah, I don't think it was a thing. I'm trying not to look like mom. It's just to, like I said, that pressure thing. I got to get
that look.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, especially when you do the lips and the, you know, you're trying to create.
I'm like, boy, here's your future.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I ain't gonna look like that. You know.
Nah. I just realized what you said. Shut up.
Like, nah, nope, that ain't gonna be me. Doctor, I need you to put some Botox right here. That ain't gonna be me. Yeah, that ain't gonna be me right now.
Mama don't look bad to me.
Yeah, that's made up. That's a good thing. That's probably best when I done see you later in the building. You a punk kid for the interview. Can't even stop what's in the dude. Got a resume over in the limousine. In the video for the kings up for the queens. And we got a winner, she
ain't about to do the thing. Look him trying to look like her.
You know what it is when we in the booth. Speaking to the
house, look at the skin tone.
No matter what, we gon' tell the truth.
Y'all tell me what y'all think about that. Yeah, like and share.
We'll see you guys.
Yeah.
Hello, brother.